Greetings to you in Christ Jesus, and welcome once again to the Twin Steeples podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joe Nauman, along with Pastor Neil Radical. Pastor, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Good to see you face-to-face on the computer here. It's awesome.
Yes, we are meeting via Zoom and able to record this on there, and that's how we've been doing the podcast lately as we continue to work from home, obeying our government, and able to share in God's word in many different ways as we're given opportunity to. So today I'd like to start with a brief devotion on Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 through 5 that reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Now, I think this is an important reminder for us during this time that God has predestined us for this purpose, that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We call this the doctrine of election, the idea that God chose us as his people, and he put us at this specific time in history for a reason, for a purpose. We may be wondering to ourselves, what is our purpose and our goal if we're stuck at home and unable to meet with our loved ones, unable to share the gospel as we wish we could? But it's a reminder here that God has given us every spiritual blessing. We're thinking, oftentimes our minds are full of, well, I can't do this, and I'm not allowed to do that, and all these physical inabilities based on the time in which we live and the coronavirus in our world at this time. But it's a reminder and a focus on the spiritual blessing that we have, that there is a heavenly goal for us, and that God has put us in this time for this reason, for this purpose, to continue to share that gospel message with all those others whom he has chosen before the foundation of the world, so that we can now be seen by him as holy and without blame. That's how he sees us, because of the work of Jesus and what he did for us through his righteousness and through his blood on the cross. He won salvation for us, and we are seen as sons of God because of what Jesus has done and the working of his good pleasure. So even though we live in a scary time, and there's every reason for us to, on the outside surface, to complain and whine and moan, remember, you have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I really like that section, and it's pointing to that adoption that we have. You know, we don't deserve to be part of God's family. As you pointed out, he chose us. And you think about like adopting a pet or something. It's like you're the one that's choosing that pet to provide for and care for it. God's chosen us, and he's adopted us to his family. And now he says, as you read from that wonderful section, that we're heirs of his kingdom. We're heirs of his promise, and we look for that eternal life as well. So thank you for sharing that section and for your thoughts there. Do you want to say a prayer too, Pastor Neville?
Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be with and bless all of us as we continue this time at home, and use this time to enable us to meditate on the truth that you have chosen us, that we are your chosen people, and that is the most important thing of all, that as your believers in Christ Jesus, we have eternal salvation, and you see us as holy and without blame. Work this wonderful truth in us and help us to live lives that reflect that wonderful truth to the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Radical, coming up very soon, we are going to be starting a weekly Bible study on Zoom. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, there's several other congregations of the CLC that we know are doing Zoom meetings for Bible study, and we thought, why not? The deacons didn't seem to have any problem with us doing that. So at least for the month of May, Wednesday nights, I'm thinking 7 o'clock, I'll send out a reminder of that hopefully the next day or two here, that we were going to finish off that heaven study. So we'll focus on the last third of that study, the last couple parts, and work through that and discuss it and have some good study of the scriptures of what God's word teaches us about heaven. So the questions about heaven for the next 4 weeks, starting next Wednesday, Lord willing, at 7 p.m., will be that plan. And there will be a Zoom meeting link that will be sent out to all of the congregation members. So, anybody who's on the list really can tune in. So we're hoping to have a great deal. I think Zoom can support hundreds of people. So don't be shy about jumping in and being a part of that study. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And the nice thing is we'll be able to interact a little bit. And if you just want to pop on and just listen, you're able to do that too. So look for the link. Definitely give yourself a few extra minutes before the first one, if you need to install the program or haven't used Zoom before. just to be able to get it working on your computer. And but it's very straightforward, very easy, very intuitive. You just click the link and boom, it opens up for you. So should not be a problem. Please let us know if you need help or for that. So look for the email coming up on that. So this weekend, Pastor, is Communion Sunday. However, we are not able to meet at church for communion, but we do have a communion plan in place to distribute communion virtually, although I guess physically receiving the body and blood of Christ still. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we got some little bottles. We ordered them online from a shipping company. So we had basically that registration went out a couple days ago. There's already over 150 members who have signed up for that. And so we're going to have Friday and Saturday, two pickup times for those. Again, we're going to send out a reminder for that registration for the Lord's Supper so that at home Sunday towards the end of the service. The service this weekend will pretty well center around communion, the Lord's Supper. So the second half of the service will focus on that taking and eating of that bread and wine in your own home with your other communicant members of your family. And we'll be able to kind of take it, like you said, virtually at the same time. Lord willing is the plan. So I think it should all go well, but keep looking for more announcements. It should be another one that reminds you of the registration and then just plan to pick it up between those set times. Please try to come during those times. I think I'm planning on being there Friday from 4 to 6 to hand those out in packets. And Pastor Nauman, I think you offered that you would go there Saturday, 11 to 1, I think. Lord willing, at this point in time, unless something else comes up, someone will be there to hand it out to you. So just drive up into the school parking lot. There'll be a little bit of maybe a few cars in line there. I'm not too worried about that. Each car, well, maybe if nobody's in line, you can say hi for a minute or two. But otherwise, if there's a line forming, you'll just kind of hand out the things and wish you Lord's blessings and look forward to worshiping with you online.
All right, so we look forward to that, to receiving the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is why I think the hymn I wanted to cover today to close is certainly appropriate as we once more consider the longing that we are to have for communion. One of my favorite hymns, hymn 305, is entitled "Soul, Adorn Thyself with Gladness." However, I think if the words change to "Soul, Adorn Thyself with Sadness," it might fit the tune a little bit better. It always seems like kind of a bummer of a tune to me. Do, 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 do.
Meditative, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm always reminded of the fact that communion is a happy thing. You know, one of the things I try to focus on when I'm distributing communion is smiling a lot. It's easy to let this, you know, certainly it is a somber, it is a remembrance of the body and blood of Christ that was shed for us, but it's also a joyful thing as well. And that's why I think this hymn is certainly appropriate for us as we remember that it is a glad thing that we receive the body and blood of Christ as well. So I'll be reading a couple verses from hymn 305 here. The first verse goes, "Soul, adorn thyself with gladness. Leave behind all gloom and sadness. Come into the daylight splendor. There with joy thy praises render. Unto him whose grace unbounded hath this wondrous supper founded. High o'er all the heavens he reigneth, yet to dwell with thee he deigneth." You know, so it's a reminder that Christ is here dwelling among us, and therefore, because he gives us the body and blood present in the meal, we should be rejoicing. We should be happy and joyful over the fact that we are receiving this body and blood of our Savior Jesus. So certainly it's something to be serious about, but it's also a wonderful thing that we can take great joy and pleasure in our hearts. And then verse 4, I think, really applies to us as we've missed communion for a month now, and how we long for this supper. Verse 4 goes, "Ah, how hungers all my spirit for the love I do not merit. Oft have I with sighs fast thronging thought about this food with longing. In the battle well nigh worsted for this cup of life have thirsted for the friend who here invites us and to God himself unites us." You know, this life is a battle, a struggle, and it's the blood of Christ that renews us, it refreshes us. And so it is good that we are longing for this cup. It's good that we are looking forward to it. I just spoke to one of our members this morning, and she was saying, "I just can't wait to take communion this week, and I'm so excited that you came up with a way to do this. I really need it." And that's how each of us should feel about this supper. We need it. We need this love that we do not merit. You know, we don't deserve it, but it's something that Jesus willingly, freely gives to us. And so it's something that we should be longing for on a regular basis. And then finally, verse 6, I'd like to read, "Human reason, though it ponder, cannot fathom this great wonder, that Christ's body e'er remaineth, though it countless souls sustaineth, and that he his blood is giving with the wine we are receiving. These great mysteries unsounded are by God alone expounded. The great mystery of communion is how can the body and blood of Christ truly be present? And this is one of the things that split the Christian church for hundreds of years. But the reason is, the explanation is, only God can truly understand it. Human reason, though it ponder, cannot fathom this great wonder. We can't understand how the body and blood of Christ are present here and then everywhere else in the world where the communion is being distributed today. That will be distributed this weekend, but we trust that it's true because Jesus simply says, this is my body, this is my blood. What a wonderful blessing this communion is, and what a wonderful hymn, reminder to us of the sacrament and what it means for you and I. Any final comments on that, Pastor Radical?
No, I really love that hymn. I'm looking forward to singing it this weekend and continue to rejoice in the opportunities the Lord still gives us to meet, even if it's online. So I appreciate your time and your editing of these podcasts. And I think it's important that obviously you and I continue to get to meet face to face and have these important discussions before and after this podcast about all that's going on. And then to remind everybody what is still happening, the ministry is still taking place, and continue to encourage everybody, don't hesitate to call, reach out to us if you're in need of prayers, advice, or just support. We're here for you. We want to be here for you. So let us do that as we're able.
Absolutely. And so we've been recording these every Wednesday now. So if you have any ideas or things you'd like us to talk about or questions, please feel free to shoot them by us. We're just always looking for stuff to chat between the two of us. So God willing, we're hoping May 10th, we'll be able to resume some sort of a live service at Emmanuel. Obviously right now we don't know. So we're waiting for news from the governor's office as to what's going to happen, but we're prayerful and hoping. So please, everybody, keep the work of the ministry and Emmanuel in your prayers. And remember, God is with you.